This is a story about a Thanksgiving that happened about 20 years ago in Cape May, New Jersey. Cape May is a really important place to my family. We grew up going there every summer, and my mom every summer, and for many generations on her side of the family. And my mom's side of the family is actually part of the Hampton Estates in Baltimore and Towson. They, if you don't know who they are, it's a museum now. They were wealthy landowning, slave-owning family where Charles Ridgely decided to marry his cousin, Eliza Ridgely. And I'm not sure, but I think that's where all the mental illness issues began. So there's been a long history of that on that side of the family. And we were really, really blessed that my mom was very healthy while we were growing up. I'm the youngest of six kids, and she was an incredible mother. We had the six of us, plus, you know, she just took in everybody. She took in, you know, kids whose parents were going through a divorce. She took in, we had student exchanges, and, you know, my dad's guitar teacher, or hitchhikers that my older sisters picked up. You know, everybody, everybody lived at the Donnelly house. So it was a great place to grow up. And it wasn't until I left, I was the last of six kids, that my mom had her first really serious depression. And that was quickly followed by cycling bipolar. So she would spend 2 weeks down, very depressed, can't get out of bed, 2 weeks very manic. And I would know she was manic because I would get a call and she'd say, "Rebecca, the white tornado is back!" In this kind of weird southern accent. I don't know where that came from. But the white tornado was back this Thanksgiving 20 years ago. And so she calls me up and says, "Rebecca, we're going to have the most amazing Thanksgiving. My parents had just bought a house in Cape May to retire in, this beautiful old house, a shingled beach house, 2 blocks from the beach. Here's the plan. First we're going to have hors d'oeuvres, and then we're going to take a break, go down to the beach, wander around, then we're going to come back and we're going to have pumpkin soup. Then we'll have another drink, then we'll go back down to the beach and we'll wander around and then we'll come back and we're going to have a big Thanksgiving dinner." And she's invited all these, her side of the family from Baltimore, all these Roland Park, I don't know if you know the pink and green kind of, you know, they're carrying their liquor in their suitcase and they arrive with lots of drinks. And we. So, that day, we drive down. My sister and I were in Fells Point. We drove down. My brother came from North Carolina and my sister from Vermont with their families. And it was a beautiful day. It was snowing. And there's, you know, we smell the turkey cooking. And we're in this big old house. And we've never done this before, so we're real excited. And we're, you know, all enjoying each other. And then the guests start arriving about 4 o'clock. And so they start coming in. We're enjoying seeing them. And everybody has a drink. And I'm thinking, well, it's time for hors d'oeuvres. And my mom's nowhere to be found. So I look in the cabinet, and there is a half a jar of Planters peanuts. And that's about it. And so I put those out, and those quickly get scarfed up. And I call up Mom. She comes down in her Japanese robe and says, "Oh, I just know hors d'oeuvres." And then I say, "Well, where's that pumpkin soup?" "Oh, there is no pumpkin soup. There is no mashed potatoes. There is no green beans. There is no Thanksgiving dinner to be found other than there is a turkey in the oven." So it's about 5 o'clock in Cape May, New Jersey on Thanksgiving night. Nothing's open. So, and my siblings and I are just like, "Oh my God. We've got to put this together. We've got a lot of people here. Much of them are older, and we're all already kind of starving." So my sister, who lives up in a cabin in Vermont with no water or electricity, she's like, "I can handle this." So she goes out, and she finds the one store open, which is the Wawa, and she finds a couple cans of pumpkin and 2 baked potatoes and some pies. So she comes home, and we're cooking, and you know everyone's really stretched at this point. hungry, lots of drinks, and the teasing starts. And I'm the youngest, I'm the baby, so I get it. You know, oh, you got to go to Europe in college. And you got that old Volvo station wagon, the only one in the family to get a car from mom and dad. And I'm taking it, and then I'm just lost it. And, oh, you're right, I don't deserve any of this. I break down in tears, and then without my dad walks in and says to my next oldest sister, how'd you make your sister cry? Well, with that, you know, still having not forgiven me for being the youngest, she bursts into tears and runs out and slams doors, and so we're all kind of falling apart at this point. It's like things are not good, and it's getting later, and so we finally get dinner together. We compose ourselves, and everybody sits down. We have a lot of turkey. We have a bowl of pumpkin soup, and we have a small portion, little dollop of mashed potatoes. So we're all just so relieved to be eating at this point. It's like, you know, it's 9:30 at night, and just like the relaxation just really came over everybody. Like, whew. We did it. And so my mom goes to put everybody's got lots of room for dessert, right? So we put the pies in the oven, and we're all sitting around talking, and we smell smoke. So, oops, I forgot to take the wrapping off the pies. So, sorry, no dessert. So we have no dessert, and it was a really crazy night. But when I called my cousin and asked her, you know, what do you remember from that crazy Thanksgiving? And she said, you know, to this day, it is still my favorite Thanksgiving because of all the love and laughter that happened that night.
Rebecca Donnelly,